The battle to keep the 425 Brigade combat team at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson may seem all but won. The top uniformed officer of the Army, General Mark Milley, said at a hearing last month he hopes to postpone the troop cut for at least a year, citing national security interests. But Senator Dan Sullivan says it's not a done deal yet. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Sullivan is still talking about the value of the 425 at hearings of the Senate Armed Services Committee to build support.
We've been working this issue for, you know, well over a year now. But now we're not working against the Army, we're working with the Army.
These days he's pressing the area commanders, the generals in charge of U.S. forces in Europe and the Middle East, and the admiral responsible for the Pacific.
In all of those hearings, I asked them, hey, General Milley is now reversing this decision. Do you support that? And importantly, and we can get you the testimony, every single one of the combatant commanders who are important to the 425 said yes, they support it strongly.
But the decision is up to the Secretary of the Army. Right now, there's an acting secretary who seemed willing to defer to General Milley's view. It's not clear, though, whether he'll be the one to make the call. Sullivan, in an interview last week, said he's also working on Eric Fanning, the man nominated to be the Army's next civilian boss.
Secretary of the Army designee, Mr. Fanning. I have a phone call with him today to kind of finalize a couple commitments that he and I have talked about with regard to the 425.
Sullivan said he placed a hold on Fanning's confirmation, blocking him from getting a Senate vote.
I intend to release that hold.
At least one other senator put a hold on Fanning, though, for unrelated reasons. Sullivan has also been a general critic of the plan to cut 40,000 soldiers to bring the Army down to 450,000 troops. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.